99 gold for the location nearest you.
Where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri. 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny.
Gather around, everybody. Gather around. Step right up. Move your car seat up a notch closer to the speakers.
But I'm not afraid.
We know you're out there.
This rover.
Isn't he funny?
Lauren, you've got an irritating laugh.
Man.
That's a real laugh.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon and welcome. Gather around. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Whatever your race, your creed, your height, your weight, we don't care. Acne, come on in. Clear skin, come on in. Balding, men or women, come on in. Everybody's welcome. What I'm about to do is not going to sit well with my wife, and I hope she's not listening, and I'm not kidding. I actually have a job opportunity for somebody. It's about a five-minute job. You come here. Once I tell the story, you come right here to the station, and you perform this task, and you'll be very well paid by me.
Wow.
2 days ago, this is actually day three, I put a pair of pants. See those pants right there? I put a pair of pants in the kitchen with a note posted for my wife. The button, when on men's pants, there's a zipper and then there's kind of a clip thing, and sometimes there's a button at the waist. The button is hanging by one thread, just dangling. I left a note. I said, "Would you put this button on for me?" This is the third day, no button.
Ooh.
My wife cannot even reattach a button to my pants.
Does she let your household get out of control?
Does she know how to sew? Your household.
I don't remember.
I would have fixed your pants.
What about the buttoneer?
I've actually gone to Walgreens and bought the buttoneer years ago. I got so tired of waiting for a button on a shirt, I bought the buttoneer, and then I couldn't figure out how to use the thing.
Man.
So here's what I have for you, ladies or gentlemen. I don't care. I have a pair of pants. They're right here in the studio. They're, what'd you say, Tina? Tan. What color?
Khaki.
Khaki, okay. So if you have some brown thread, just brown thread.
It'd have to be light tan or khaki-like color.
Yeah,
it?
Tan.
You won't be able to see it. It's probably on the inside, right?
No.
That's that button on the inside?
No, but the belt goes over it. It's that button right on the a brown thread and a needle. Come by here. I will give you 3 Westport car washes. That's $30.
Oh.
They're $10 a piece. They're great car washes. In fact, you can leave here, go right behind us to get your car washed. 3 of them if you come sew a button on my pants. I mean, how sad is this? And I'm not kidding.
You really don't wear the pants
to keep 3 people from showing up here, call us and say, "I'm on my way with needle and thread, and I will put the button on your pants, and then I will give you 3 Westport car wash." But I'll tell you what, and $20.
$20.
Whoa. That's $50 to put a button on my pants. Hopefully, this will send a message to my wife that when certain wifely duties aren't performed, I'm going to have to look outside the household, outside marriage.
Wifely duties?
Well, I'm not getting specific here, but I'm going to have to start looking outside of marriage. It starts with a button and putting on. Look, the phones are ringing. So once we have a participant to come by and get $20, a $20 bill for me and 3 car washes for putting, you can do it right here. You can go off to the side here and put the button on my pants. And then I'll finally have my button fixed. Because how long should a man wait for a button?
Why don't you just do it yourself?
If it's a woman, can we have her?
I don't sew. I don't know how to sew, but I'm not ashamed to say that.
If it's a woman, can we have her do it nude?
Now, see, that's wrong. You've turned this into some.
What about topless?
Okay. No, I just want a button sewn on. And once we get our participant, we will let you know. And that way, I would hate for three people to show up with a needle and thread. I know this is sad. A lot of people listening go, well, this is the saddest thing I've ever heard. A man has to go on and beg publicly to have a button put on. Now, I know that there are some people thinking, well, maybe your wife is too busy. Okay, I would say she is busy. She's probably having her toes painted right now. Or getting a massage or something. Or, maybe she's got a hair appointment. But it's 3 days.
Okay, Merce, she's on the phone.
I like that. Is that
Merce?
Merce.
Merce.
Merce, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Is that how you pronounce your name, Merce?
Yeah, rhymes with purse, curse, nurse.
Got you. I got you. And where are you right now?
I'm at work, really.
Well, can you come here?
What time?
Right now.
If you can, I can come to. If I can, I can come to your house.
Oh man!
I don't think that'd go over very well.
That would really send a message to your wife.
Man. No, Merce is here to sew my button on.
Yeah. Hey, who's at the door? Oh no, it's Merce. She's sewing a button on
while you're wearing them.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm assuming you can't. What part of town are you in right now?
In the Central West End.
Oh boy, we're not really close to you. I don't know how you could get here to do this.
Well, can't you wait till tomorrow and wear them?
I've waited 3 days. I only have so many pairs.
He's on assignment.
No, I'm on a mission. I want this button on today.
I'm on a mission too to sew those pants.
But he's also on assignment tomorrow. He won't be here.
That's right. I'm on assignment tomorrow. I won't be in here. That means
that step I hear when I sew them around here.
Well, now Merce.
Wow, Merce is.
I like the way that I like your enthusiasm, but Merce. I'm getting
you enthuse
this,
me.
Well, you're enthusing me too, Merce. I want this button on by the time I leave here and go home. I'm tired.
Darn.
It's hanging by a thread. I mean,
literally.
I'm going to lose the button.
The button?
Yeah. So,
Donna said she could be here in 20 minutes.
Okay, Merce, I'm sorry, but thank you.
Okay.
For the offer.
Maybe next time.
We'll find another reason to get together.
Oh, no doubt.
You bet. I like her. I like her. Let me talk to Donna. Donna.
Yes. Hi, Frank.
How are you? Where are you?
I'm in Florida, at my business.
And you would come here and put a button on for $20 and $30 worth of car washes?
Sure. I need three cars. Need Morrison, so that's good.
Perfect. I'll give you three great Westport car washes and a $20 bill. Can you leave now?
Yes, I can leave.
Do you know where we are?
Absolutely.
Now, how are you going to happen to have needle and thread? Do you have that with you?
No, but I'm really close to my house, so I'll pop in and grab that on my way. It's on my way to Westport. Wow.
Tan thread, light brown, and a needle, and you're set.
I can do it.
I'll see you here. If the front desk is closed when you get here, just kind of rap on the window. We'll let you in. You put on the button, you go away. You got $50 and stuff you didn't have before.
Sounds good. I'll see you in a little bit.
Oh, you got it, Donna. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. There. Wow. Now, hang on, because my phone is vibrating.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe.
Is it your wife?
It's my son.
Oh, your son?
What are you doing to mom? I can't take the call. He should know. Well, there you go. Problem solved.
Mm-hmm.
Donna is on the way to sew a button on my pants. I think $20 is a hefty. That's a nice fee for a tailor. Wouldn't charge probably but $5 to put a button.
Mm.
But I'm
she's
sending.
Driving here.
Yeah, she is, and I'm sending a message. What's most important here is I'm sending a message for all women. When you do not perform the wifely duties, the man has to step outside of marriage to get stuff.
Oh.
It starts with not putting on a button. And we'll leave it at that. So.
Considering you don't have relations, your wife's going to stop doing everything. She's like, fine, go get everything.
No dinner, no. Well, I never cook dinner, but...
Oh, yeah. Now she's going to stop cooking.
Yeah. Robert said he has advice on how to make a button never fall off.
Well, I'd like to hear that because there are a couple of shirt manufacturers. Well, I'm just going to name them. Tommy Bahama. They make great shirts, but they don't know how to put buttons on. These are nice shirts. They're not cheap, but I've had more than one where you get home and a button is loose. Well, not to be. They ought to figure out a way to let me talk to Rob. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, Frank?
Going great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
So how do you keep a button from never coming off?
Well, what do you do? You know, a lot of shirts and suits and pants and stuff like that, the buttons are going to come off right quick. You know, they're made, I don't know, in China or whatever nowadays.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I do is...
Anyway.
I buy a bottle of super glue. And when you first buy, you know, new clothes and the buttons are on there really well, you put about a half a drop of super glue on the threads right on the buttons. Not enough glue to go through, you know, and get on the shirt or anything. But once it sets up, I mean, back in high school, I got in a fight one time with one of those shirts on, and it ripped holes in the shirt underneath. You know, the buttons were on there so tight.
Whoa! Wow. Ripped the shirt apart, but the buttons stayed on. That's a great idea, and it makes sense. Because you're kind of encasing the thread in
the button.
Super glue.
Yeah,
just a half a drop. You don't want to put too much on there, but once you do it, I mean, the buttons are on there for life.
That's a great idea,
I like
Robert.
That's a great idea.
I appreciate it. You're like Heloise.
Yeah.
If you know who that is.
No, I don't.
Now, Heloise was a lady who used to write a column, and she had all these hints, like how to shine your shoes, how to keep a button from coming off, how to shine an apple, you know, that kind of stuff. So
She's
very famous for that. You're the new Heloise. Robert, thank you for the call.
All right, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hmm.
A good idea.
It is a good idea.
Do you know how to shine an apple, by the way? You know what most people use to shine an apple to make it look nice?
Well,
mayonnaise or salad dressing.
Miracle
Whip salad dressing. Oh. You shine an apple with Miracle Whip, yeah. And, I mean, it shines it, too. This is Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm in the PM.
Well, of course. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I just turned on the radio, and I kind of caught a little bit about you talking about the buttons coming off the shirt and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, when I... first married him, I thought it was hilarious the way he would take off his shirt with buttons. He would pull it off like a t-shirt. And the first one or two times that he did that, I thought, gosh, he's either lazy or really excited to get undressed.
Well, you're first married. I can tell you right now, he's excited to get undressed.
I've seen other guys do this.
I wanted to believe the latter, but then I noticed that's how he always took his shirts off, and I would find them completely buttoned, and he would just kind of pull it over his head like a t-shirt, and he would never unbutton them, and I just found it so odd. And finally I said, why in the world don't you ever unbutton your shirt? And he said, I'm so tired of buttons coming off, so I just never unbutton them anymore.
That's a great idea. Tina says she does it. Tina, show us how you take your shirt off. Just pull it over your head
right now.
That is a great idea. You just maybe the top one, depending on how tight the neck is.
Right, to get it over your head.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And he said it makes it a lot easier to hang up, too, because it doesn't fall off the hanger.
How long have you been married to this guy?
3.5 years.
Yeah, we're not sure yet if this is going to work. Call us back.
Yeah.
6 or 7 years, give us a call.
Have a nice afternoon.
You know what? I don't know him and I don't know you, but you sound like you're too good for him. I'm just telling you. Okay?
I'll pass that on.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Pass
y'all
it on.
Take care.
Now her husband's going to show up here and beat the crap out of after the show's over. Here's Steve, everybody. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank. Hey, maybe for Rob, the solution would be to stop getting in fights.
I'm sorry?
For Rob, it might be easier if he just stopped getting into fights. He wouldn't lose buttons or shirts.
That's a good idea, too.
Oh.
That was back in high school, though.
Yeah.
He's learned his lesson.
Yeah, he's grown up now.
Now he puts super glue on it, so if they try to tear it off, they rip his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Why not just paint the clothes on your body? I saw a kid do that in summer school when I was in high school. He came to school, and he had used, like, poster paint. He was wearing underwear, but he painted pants and a shirt.
He's in prison now, isn't he? He's probably in prison.
Yeah,
that's a kid who is a problem. Right there, you know, this kid's a problem.
That look is better for a woman.
Well, I know,
but
on models is one thing, but this kid's going to school.
Yeah, that's
right. You're asking for trouble.
That was pretty clever back then.
They stopped him in the hallway and they said, not the same thing.
See, what he should have done is painted his underwear on and had no underwear and his whole midsection exposed, and then worn shoes and socks and a shirt. Now you got something. That would be funny. He did it backwards. Steve, thank you for the call.
All right. Well, that might not have been something I wanted to witness.
No, you're right. You got a point there. Thank you, Steve.
All right. See you.
All right. Can't wait to get this button on. Third day, I walk by the kitchen, and they're still sitting there with a button hanging loose. Now, this is it's unacceptable.
Did you reprimand her the day one or day two? I mean, did
reprimand.
You say,
after one day had gone by, I said, "Did you see the pants in the kitchen?" She, I'll get to it.
Did you ask her nicely, like, honey, if you have a
No, I don't ever call her honey. I've never called her honey. I don't call her
Would
that.
You please throw this button?
I left a note. I said, would you please reattach this button?
Yeah.
Please. I have to work on
maybe
note.
You, if you would have said, there'll be something in it for you later.
Well, then she'd never do it.
Something in it for you?
Then she'd never. I know what that means. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
I did that back when I had to. Not now.
Those days are over.
Those days are long over. Let's bring to center stage, there's an X marked on the stage where he's supposed to step forward and stand, John Londoff Jr. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
You know, I don't know why I actually say John Londoff Jr. If I just said John Londoff, they know who it is. Mm-hmm. I got to stop the Jr. thing.
Yeah, okay.
I'll try to stop that.
You can call me Johnny.
Oh, I thought you preferred John over Johnny. Is that not true?
I answer to both.
Well, now you have to have a preference. I mean, literally, you have to prefer John or Johnny. Which would you prefer?
I probably prefer Johnny. That's what everyone calls me around. Well,
yeah, really? You were right. And the name on the sign is Johnny Londoff.
Yeah,
that's Johnny Londoff.
I'm gonna start going with the Johnny all the time.
So years ago, when the boys were, they still work here, but John the Third, Johnny Londoff the Third, and Sam Londoff were in the Truck and Pre-Owned Center. And Mark Thornton, the pre-owned manager, said, hey, can you guys take these two cars and move them around back? So John the Third goes to his brother, goes, hey, you heard him. Take that car and take it around back and then come back and get the other car.
Boss and his brother.
And his brother says, Sam goes, hey, he told both of us. He goes, hey. And Johnny pointed to the sign, the big signs. He goes, look whose name's on that sign.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, he was just being funny. He had an audience of about four or five people standing around. He says, see that sign? He goes, it doesn't say Sammy Londoff. It says Johnny Londoff.
I think he's got a point.
he believed me. He moved the car.
Now, let me ask you, this is a marital, marriage-related question. I just mentioned earlier that 3 days ago I left a pair of pants out in the kitchen with a button that's barely hanging on and a note from my wife, would you please put this button on? And it's not been done, so I brought them in today, and a listener is on the way here to sew a button on my pants. That's sad that I have to do that. Would Mimi, if you left a pair of pants or shirt out and said, hey, this button is just hanging, would you please put this button? How long would it take Mimi to put that button back on?
Well, first and foremost, I would, sometimes, first of all, she'd do it immediately. You know what I mean?
Wow. See, that's a solid. That's a good audibly.
You rule your house.
Both Mimi and I are a lot alike. I mean, we just, get it done, do it, because, you'll turn around, you'll look somewhere else in the house, it'll be something else you need to do. But
you know what my wife said? After a day went by and the button was not on, I said, what about the button on my pants? I'll get to it later. You heard her. You know how she talks.
Yeah.
No, she's as sweet as a peach.
That's
she's
in public. Adorable. That's in public.
Adorable.
That is in public.
So was it a button like on the front of your pants?
Yes. That button where you zip your pants up and you kind of hook them and then there's a little button over there. And
did it pop? I mean, did it?
No, it's hanging like by one
did
thread.
Did it pop?
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, hold on here. Oh, I get it now.
Fat joke.
It's a fat. The fat dig.
It was under so much strain. It couldn't hold together.
The thread couldn't
or
hold.
Or button.
I need to find some small steel cable.
Yeah, Donna better bring some of that.
Super glue.
Some wire.
One of the funnier commercials a while back was, when the button starts flying off of people's pants.
Yes.
Or when they sit in, one of those cloth, recliners or a chair and they bust right through.
That is a good commercial.
Oh, okay, so we're at Mimi's in her mom and dad's house, Bob and Mary Kennedy, God rest her souls, adore. And this happened to me. They had a bunch of those cloth with the metal rail, and you sit down, and they've been outside. They were a few years old, and it was, I had just probably eaten about a pound of pizza, right? Bam! I fall right through the thing. And what happens is you fall right, the cloth breaks, and, zoop, just splits in half. And, you're hanging there, and someone has to pull you up.
Right.
You can't get up. I mean, your butt's like almost on the ground.
Right.
Of course, what is, my wonderful family, Mimi's one, they're laughing.
Sure they're
laughing. Thank you.
But you're not heavy. If you were heavy and that happened, then it's really embarrassing. This just is a sign of a weak, old, rotten chair.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. And then the amazing thing was, it was like a week later, and her brother-in-law, Pat Bruns, he bust through one of the other chairs. And what's our father-in-law say? Hey, you guys going to help me buy a few more chairs that you're breaking around here?
Yeah, and when we do, we're going to buy decent ones, not this cheap crap like you've got.
Yeah.
No, they were great chairs. They just, they, you know, they, we...
Back in 1950.
We were, no, they were back in 1950. This is from the 90s, probably, early 90s.
I think what Dan did was he just insulted you and tried to imply that you're old, that you were an adult in 1950.
You know, and the amazing thing is really nobody cared. Nobody, like, you never even caught that.
No, but Dan, well, didn't.
No, you're right, because Dan said it.
Yeah, did Dan really say something? Okay, next.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts.
How's business?
It's fantastic. It's great. You know, the hail damage... I is unbelievable. A lot of people are getting, unfortunately, their cars were totaled out. You know, if you were in one of those areas where the hail stones were, you know, baseball size or large golf balls, your car's totaled out. I don't care what car you have. If you know, it goes.
What is a large golf ball? I know what a golf ball is. What's a large golf? What does that mean?
Do they fit in the hole?
How about a hail? You know,
lemon, like lemon size,
like a large lemon.
Okay,
there you go.
Okay,
or a large lime.
Okay,
which do you prefer, lemons or?
Well, there's no such thing as a large golf ball. They're all the same size. So I just figure you could have said lime or something.
Okay, a really big lemon, or you know, something smaller than a baseball, something larger than a golf ball.
There you go.
A big lemon
between a golf ball and baseball.
Between, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I got you.
Thanks for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
It's just big hail. Really
appreciate that.
You're
right?
Welcome.
Well, I don't know where we'd be without you here.
I know.
We would shut down in 1375 Dunn Road if we didn't have Frank Opinion helping us out.
Well, thank you.
A hailstone really was, you know? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. We've got over 1,000 new Chevrolets, cars, trucks, pre-owned vehicles. You know, and if it's a vehicle, if you had a hail-damaged car, but you don't want to go through the weeks of whatever it would take to maybe get it fixed, bring it here, trade it in, bring the insurance check. You can probably walk away with about half of that insurance check. You won't have to use all of it, or keep it all, and we'll trade you into a new Chevy or a newer vehicle that's maybe a year or two old that doesn't have any hail damage on it.
How many customers have you had come in as a result of being on with McGraw so far?
We're talking about hail, and then we go to McGraw.
I'm curious.
That means no. You know, as far as a number?
That means no. He's scrambling because that means none.
One McGraw came in.
That means
we
none.
Just leased a Malibu to
his mom.
Young lady, Peggy. because of the McGraw show.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
I want to address the McGraw people listening now. If you listen to McGraw, when you go to Johnny Landoff, tell him it's because of us anyway.
Tell
me your aim in the PM. Yeah.
You know what McGraw said?
To tell
when
him.
I said, you know what? I said, when are you, buying that Silverado pickup truck? Because he's going to buy it any day now.
I've heard that before.
Well, he's moving and he's getting a new house.
Oh, sure.
He had some other stuff going on. And the guy said, well, you know, Frank's bought a lot of cars for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, personally. And he goes, how long have you been a sponsor of Frank's?
Wow, that was a good comeback.
It was great. It was
very good.
Like, he's quick.
That is quick.
Like this. You hear my... It was lightning quick. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, for a few years. He goes, it's been for more than a few years. He goes, I've been on for a few weeks. I'm like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Hurry up and buy the pickup truck.
Well, what you could have said was, and if you want to be on and have me on for a few years, you'll come in here and get that truck purchased.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it works.
That's right. You know, and it's a great time to buy. It is a great time. Interest rates are at an all-time low. Incentives are fantastic. And you're going to have fun. I just asked this listener, Peggy. I said, she traded in a Jeep. I said, how was your experience this time buying a car versus the vehicle that you traded in? She goes, no comparison. It was so much fun because, I mean, from Mary Ryan, the sweetest, most adorable receptionist in the world, to, you know, everyone here. We make it fun because you're spending a lot of money. So you might as well have fun when you're doing it. And as we've said, if you're not having fun, don't do it. You know, and if there's ever a question, I'm a phone call, an email, a gentleman that listens to the station, emailed me a few days ago, and we ended up putting a nice deal together for him.
I got a slogan for you. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, fun runs deep. Think about it. Don't answer now. Fun runs deep. Ties into that ridiculous slogan.
Can you say that with a little more excitement, though?
Well, no, you wouldn't say it that way. Fun runs deep. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. It's just a tie into that ridiculous slogan that Chevy has.
Well, I don't Chevy know if runs
deep. It is. It is. It's a horrible slogan. Chevy runs deep. That's not. That's not good. Look, you don't have to say it's good. You didn't come up with it. You're. You know. You're saddled with whatever.
Let me ask you this: Chevy runs deep because it runs deep. I mean, you're going. We're talking to the people who haven't thought about buying a Chevy for years. Their parents did. Their grandparents.
Yeah, but nobody really understands what that means. You know, like a rock. I get that. Mm-hmm. Chevy truck like a rock. See the USA and a Chevrolet. I get that.
Who's saying that?
Dinah Shore. But this Chevy runs deep thing.
Let's hear Tina sing like a dinosaur.
Do you know the song? Version. See the USA in the Chevrolet. Do you know that?
Try. See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Oh, my God.
Ah. You want to bring that back?
That is great. Yeah. I love that. But, okay, we'll contact, maybe we'll do our own spot.
They'll change it soon. It's run its course. They'll change it. They'll go to something else.
It's still better than the American Revolution.
Oh, that was horrible. Yeah, that was. You're right. No, I agree.
We were in the midst of the first, you know, Iraq war. My dad goes, son, he real serious. He goes, tell your buddies up in Detroit that it's like implicates war.
It does. It sounds like we're going to have a civil war. Or something.
And you know, I was on marketing committees for GM back then. I'm like, ah, they really like it. Was what's done? You got to talk some sense into me.
he was right. We need a phone number.
It's 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. Mary Beth had a second. The team of true professionals and, again, some great, great, great deals. Incentives are super high. And come visit us.
All right. They will. We'll send them right now.
Thanks.
All right, have a great weekend. I'm on assignment tomorrow, so have a great weekend.
I hope you get the pants. Are there any other pants that have buttons falling?
No, there's a lady named Donna on the way to sew a button on for me. I gave her $20 to do it. She's on the way here in 3 car washes. So it's a good deal for her and a good deal for me.
All right, buddy.
Taken care of. Next time, I'll just have Mimi do it, now that I know she does that.
Yeah,
so I'll just drop
she'll
off.
Do it when you ask.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm saying it.
That didn't sound good. Though.
No, John said when he asked me.
Are you going to wear the pants that something. Need to be sewn to her house so that you have to take them off for her to see?
See, you people, you know what? Yeah. That's disrespectful. Mimi is a...
I'm just asking.
A nice, classy... this has gotten out of hand. I'm no part of
it. I'm not in this one either.
You know, Saturday night, we're at the Window World St. Jude's event that we're sponsoring, Lawn Up Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Tina, we'll just get you and Mimi Lawn Up together. You can ask her.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let me know the answer.
Are you bringing food, John?
For you.
All right, customers are on the way. I can hear them starting their cars right now.
Josh, out there.
Thank you, John.
Bye, Frank. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Truth is, I would if I thought, you know, she'd say, come on
over. Oh, I forgot to bring extras.
Yeah, just come on over. Just bring those pants on over. I'll just put that button on while you have them on there. We're going to take a break, and we're coming back. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Northbound 270 after Dorset, you've got an accident. It sounds like they've just moved it off to the right shoulder, but you may have some delays from back around Page. Westbound 270 at 170, you've got a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. Looks like we've got stop-and-go traffic now on westbound 40 from, looks like, Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Bush Stadium through Union Station. Then we're slow again from Hampton through McCausland. Eastbound 40, that's slow from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney. We'll be on the radio starting Monday, June 4th, from 9 till midnight. Still need a name for the show, though. I'm thinking about something like the Large Evening Show in the Evening. Nah, it's too hokey. Oh, look, Frank's on.
Guess who's coming to KTRS? Beginning Monday, June 4th, it's John Carney. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
What a team! What a ride! The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Fans, this is Rick Horton. On Friday, May 25th, the Cardinals face the Philadelphia Phillies. That night, fans 21 and over will take home a Budweiser Beer Stein, commemorating the 2011 World Championship. You don't want to miss it. The Budweiser Beer Stein on Friday, May 25th.
They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world.
In the air to right center. This game is tied.
Fans, this is Lance Berkman. On Sunday, May 27th, we face the Philadelphia Phillies. 25,000 fans 16 and older will receive a collectible World Series champion front page courtesy of the Post-Dispatch. This item will feature the front page newspaper covers of our 2011 championship run. Again, that's Sunday, May 27th. That day is also a family Sunday. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
They just won't go away.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $18 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36 and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-6754. That's 1-800-600-6754. 1-800-600-6754. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you a male who needs to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being. Because Sensa for Men is sending 30-day free trials to men looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a male over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-2913 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa for Men. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. And if you're a man, now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle. Act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are a male who needs to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-700-2913. That's 1-800-700-2913.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
First segment, do we have any? Congratulations to Vicki Johnson. Vicki, your name was pulled from our little cup. We took it out and let Rebecca, our receptionist, pull a name. For everybody who donated $100, you had an entry. Vicki had 10 entries because she gave $1,000, so the chances were pretty good. She
Yeah, because Dan drew it right after that, and he drew her name also.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So, Vicki, congratulations. You're going to spend an hour in here with us, whether you want to or not. And you can always decline it and turn it down if you don't want to spend an hour with us, and I don't know that I'd blame you. Did we have any Burke segment today?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't have anything.
That means no. The Kennedys, man. I mean, really. You know
yes.
Robert Kennedy Jr.'s
ex-wife.
He filed for divorce in 2010. And I don't know if it's hung or hanged. I heard a network newscast say she hanged herself. That sounds weird
to me. Yeah, that's what it is.
I think that's right.
That's what she did.
I heard she was. She had a bunch of drug and alcohol abuse over the years.
Those Kennedys, they're all messed up.
But she wasn't a blood Kennedy. She'd married into it.
But she married into it. Once you marry into it, you become part of it. And here's the funny thing. She looked like a Kennedy. Too many teeth. If you looked at her, you go, one of the Kennedys. And she married it. I think you actually start looking like the Kennedys.
I do, too.
Morphing.
And they just, for all the money they have, have you ever seen such a dysfunctional bunch of people?
No.
As those Kennedys. I mean, they are messed up. And the ones in prison, that cousin, Skakel, whatever his name is,
clubbing the girl.
Yeah, convicted of golf clubbing a girl to death. And then you got the whole Ted Kennedy Chappaquiddick. I mean, it's just...
Was it Michael Kennedy Smith?
Yeah.
That had
that's right.
The blue dot. Remember the blue dot, that famous trial on Court TV? It was the woman or something.
Sure, they covered her face.
The blue dot.
She leaves four kids, I think, 8 to 11, young kids. And I'm sure by now everybody knows Donna Summer has passed away at 63.
I didn't even know she had cancer.
I always thought it was Summers, too.
No, Suzanne Summers, Donna Summer.
Yeah.
Young, stupid idiot. You young people are so stupid.
You little whippersnapper. Yeah. You know what her first number one hit song was?
Well, I don't, but if I took a guess, I would say... Hang on. Hard for the Money, Work Hard.
Was it
that's probably
Love
not
to
it.
Love You Baby?
You have a guess?
No.
It was MacArthur Park.
Wow.
The remake of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Donna Summer, the Disco Queen, is where the article today was written. Queen of the Disco. Died in Florida. Cancer. We got to get rid of this cancer. I mean, does it not seem like every day you know somebody that gets cancer?
Well, there's so many.
Let's get rid of all of it.
Well, and you know what? That's just the skeptic in me, but there are so many companies out there making money off of
I know where this
cancer medicine and everything. And
you're one of the believers that they deliberately won't allow a
cure
because it'll kill the pharmaceutical. And the...
that's a horrible thought.
All the
therapy. Well, the sad part is it's probably true.
Get over that, man.
What?
It says she was active as recently as last June when she appeared as a guest panelist on Bravo's music reality show Platinum Hit. I've never heard of that. TMZ broke the story. I guess that she had cancer. Last Dance, Bad Girl. She did a song, too, on the radio. That was a good song.
Yeah.
And said she had been trying to hide how sick she was. And said 2 weeks ago, somebody that saw her said she didn't seem to be in that bad of shape. See, that's the thing, man. Cancer. You can kind of hide it and cover it up, but most of the people that I've known that had cancer, they look like they had cancer. I mean, it eats you up, this stuff. We need to stop doing certain things and concentrate on scientists curing stuff like this. Like, whenever they decide it's time to put up another shuttle, don't do it. Put it off 10 years. And let's find a way to get rid of some of these diseases. there's a lot of stuff I think that we do that we don't need to do. We could just postpone that and save some people's lives. She has an adult daughter, actually more than one, Mimi by her first husband, Brooklyn and Amanda, three daughters. And it's just a five-time Grammy Award winner, first artist ever to score three back-to-back number one double albums.
Wow.
What does that mean, double album?
Like a two-album set where there's two albums?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, because the old, remember the old albums that had, they fold out? Where it
yeah,
was
there's
almost
one
like
on each side.
One in each sleeve, yeah.
She's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was nominated, chosen, but not inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't think of her as rock and roll, but there are other
disco
people in there that
yeah
I don't think of right as rock and roll, too. So, Donna Summer, 63, gone. Talk about your teeth. Talk about everybody's teeth. My teeth. We'll talk about my teeth if you want to. I'm lucky. I'm lucky in that I was sort of born into a family that genetically we have good teeth. My dad has always had really good teeth. My mother had good teeth. And we didn't do anything special. I don't even brush my teeth twice a day. I know this is, I shouldn't say this. Probably people go, ooh, yuck, that's gross. No, it's not.
I'm a once a day person.
I go in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Brush my teeth in the morning. My wife,
yeah,
brushing, flossing.
I should have brushed your teeth before you go to bed.
Yeah, Angela.
And
Angela
said,
does
no
it twice a week. Too. Yeah,
I do two or three times a day.
You
really
do?
Yes. Brush my teeth. Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
But health. Some, you know, some people just have good vision. They don't really do anything. Eat a lot of carrots. They just have good. Some people have good teeth. Some people have really bad. Look at Tina. Poor Tina. She's born
with a
tooth curse or something.
Yeah.
But I don't care how good your teeth are or how bad. Everybody has to have a dentist. You need to go to the dentist. You have to have checkups. You have to have professional cleaning. You can't do it yourself. You're not going to go buy those metal picks and mirrors and stuff and start scraping plaque away. You kill yourself. So you need a good dentist. If you don't have one, and a lot of you don't, you have a dentist but not a really good dentist. You're not crazy about going to the dentist. Then go where I've gone for 39 years, Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And, yes, if you're wondering, ooh, do they have that sedation dentistry? Because I may need that. Yes, they've had it for a long, long time. If that's what you need, they'll know that, and they'll be happy to administer sedation dentistry. Go to this website to find out more, ballastdentalcare.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Wyland. He has your Golden Oaklanding traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got another accident. It's on westbound 30 at New Sugar Creek Road. It has only the right lane open. Emergency vehicles are on the scene at this time. Southbound 270, slow 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270, that accident after Dorset, that has been moved off to the right shoulder, but you are backed up approaching Page now. On westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown. Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. A little slow from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. And on eastbound 270, well, let's go westbound 270 because that seems to be the slowest because of a stalled vehicle. That's slow heavy from 367 through Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Want to download great instructional videos from gold medalist Christine Rampone, captain of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team? Visit Jersey Mike's Subs. JerseyMikes.com or any store. Jersey Mike's Subs. Always fresh sliced, always fresh grilled. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS. Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Attend the area's largest free Irish festival, the Missouri River Irish Festival in St. Charles Frontier Park, this Memorial Day weekend. Top bands will be performing on the Sun Drop Beverage Stage, and great local bands will be featured on the Guinness Stage under the Coors Light Tent. For Irish Fest VIP tickets, go to LlewellynsPub.com to order Llewellyn's VIP tickets. And enjoy great Llewellyn's signature menu items all weekend. The Missouri River Irish Festival. It's time to get your leprechaun on.
I think I know who this is. Who is it?
Sugar Ray.
Okay.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
In the old days, companies had memos. You'd come to work and there'd be a memo on your desk. You know, the boss would distribute.
Did you see the memo about this?
Warren, let me tell the story, okay?
But now it's email. So everybody has to check their email every day. Because if you don't check your email, they go, well, you should have known about it. We sent an email. Yeah. So check your email. I have an email that was sent out here at the station. Folks, if you don't think radio people are underpaid, this is one of the saddest things. No, this is one of the saddest things I've ever heard. We'll do it next hour. This is sad. I'll share it with you later. And it's a testament to how underpaid people are who work here. Now, as long as we're talking about money and pay, let's talk about setting some money aside, saving some money, and investing some money, which brings me to Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and I both share a sickness and a passion for a hobby we have. And I want to publicly thank you, Mark, for costing me $370 last weekend in something that I had to buy, a plastic toy that I had to buy. So thank you for that. But it proves that even good financial advisors realize you got to spend some money on fun stuff. You know, mm-hmm. You can't just stuff everything away and rat hole it, or you have no life. You have to split the difference. Have a good life, have some fun, but don't live beyond your means. And plan for the future. They'll help you do that. They were Stiefel Nicholas. They've been doing this a long, long time. And we thank all of you who have gone to them as a result of this show. If you want to be one of those people, you have $25,000 or more, go to markandjason.com. Stick around. 4 o'clock, Big 550.